This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the GST Council has decided to form two key group of ministers, GOM, one on rate rationalisation on medical and life insurance and another one on the road ahead for compensation cess. She said the next GST Council meeting in November will take up the recommendation of the new GOM on health and life insurance. Ms. Sitharaman said the new GOM on medical health insurance will be submitting its report by the end of October. The GOM will deliberate upon insurance-related matters for senior citizens, life insurance, term life insurance, group insurance, etc. The 54th GST Council meeting was held yesterday in New Delhi. The Council also decided that GST rates on cancer drugs will be brought lower to 5% from the existing 12%. The Finance Minister announced that any funds provided for research and development, R&D, will be exempt from GST. There was unanimous agreement on exempting R&D funds for universities. Universities established by central or state laws, as well as those with income tax exemptions, will not be subject to GST on research funds. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will address the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, I4C, in New Delhi today. On this occasion, Mr. Shah will launch key initiatives for protection against cybercrime and dedicate the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Centre to the nation. Mr. Shah will launch the web-based module Samanvaya, a platform for cybercrime data repository, sharing, mapping and analytics, as well as a coordination tool for law enforcement agencies. He will also inaugurate the Cyber Commandos program, establishing a wing of trained specialists in states and UTs and central police organizations to enhance cyber security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged more people to nominate inspiring personalities for the Padma Awards. The last day to nominate is the 15th of this month. In a social media post, the Prime Minister was pleased to share that several nominations have been received. He highlighted that over the last decade, the government has honoured countless grassroots level heroes with the People's Padma. Nominations can be submitted at awards.gov.in. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences will launch a dedicated tobacco cessation clinic, TCC, in New Delhi today. This initiative is aimed at addressing the significant public health challenge posed by tobacco use in India. The TCC clinic is a collaborative effort between the National Drug Dependence Treatment Centre and the Institute's Department of Pulmonary, Critical and Sleep Machine. The Central Election Committee of the Congress Party has released another list of 19 candidates for the third phase of the assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Our Jammu correspondent reports that among those contesting the polls are six former ministers. The Delhi government has imposed a complete ban on the production, storage, sale and use of firecrackers to control pollution in the national capital. This ban will remain in effect until 1st of January next year. During this period, the online sale and delivery of firecrackers will also be prohibited. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai said the decision was made in response to the increasing air pollution in the city during the winter season. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar will be on a two-day visit to Germany beginning today. During his visit to Berlin, Dr. J. Shankar will meet the German Federal Foreign Minister and other key leaders with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and explore further opportunities for collaboration. The External Affairs Minister's visit to Berlin is set to prepare the ground for German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's proposed trip to India next month. In hockey, defending champions India registered a dominant 5-1 victory over Japan in their second match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Ulaanbaatar, China yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.